A historic union vote at Amazon is getting a do-over starting today. For the second time in less than a year, Amazon workers in Alabama will decide whether they want a union. If they do, it'll be Amazon's first unionized warehouse in the U.S. NPR's Alina Selyuk takes us back to how we got here, and we'll note that Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters.
The story starts almost as soon as Amazon opened its warehouse outside Birmingham in early 2020.
Amazon is coming to the city of Bessemer.
Bessemer, a working-class suburb with roots in steel, got a jolt of excitement. Amazon hired thousands of people. Its pay, starting at $15 an hour, was double the local minimum. Daryl Richardson was the first Bessemer worker to call up a union.
Well, I realized there needed to be some changes.
He got hired as a picker, a fast-paced job with lots of grabbing and scanning of stuff shoppers order.
It's stressful. It's tiring. From the time you walk in the door, you on your feet. You only get two breaks. That's not the way to treat employees when you're working for the richest man in the nation, in the world.
That's the tension at the heart of Amazon's labor story. One of the most valuable companies has grown to employ 1.1 million workers in the U.S. Most of them blue-collar, sorting, packing, bending, lifting, and crisscrossing vast windowless warehouses, while a computer counts every minute they spend off-task.
When I got home, I Googled, which union represents Amazon?
No union does, but Richardson found the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. Within months, its organizers got enough worker signatures in Bessemer to petition the government for a union vote. And they got it, the first union election at Amazon in 7 years.
Potential turning point in labor relations in the U.S.
One of America's most significant labor battles in decades.
The moment was ripe for impact. The pandemic put focus on low-wage workers and Amazon's windfall from online shopping. With union membership at historic lows, organized labor hoped Bessemer would be a catalyst for change. Even President Biden weighed in.
Unions put power in the hands of workers.
But at the warehouse, many people were just tired. The union vote by mail lasted almost 2 months. Before it, Amazon ran mandatory classes, arguing a union would simply cost workers money in dues. The company replaced its regular announcements with anti-union messaging, even in bathroom stalls. Some workers worried the warehouse would close if it unionized. Or, like William Stokes, that the union's promises were unreliable.
The union can't promise you $25 to $26 an hour. If they're doing that, that's a lie.
Almost 5,900 warehouse workers got ballots in that union election. Over half of them voted. Federal officials counted each ballot by hand. The union's loss wasn't close.
This was a blowout.
Amazon has won enough votes to beat the union effort in Alabama.
71% of voters rejected unionization. This historic chapter closed. But then another began.
What do we do? Stand up, fight back! What do we do?
The retail union challenged its loss. It accused Amazon of breaking labor laws, which the company denied. A key controversy was over a mailbox. Amazon had the U.S. Postal Service install one right outside the Bessemer warehouse. Amazon put a corporate tent around it. It was convenient to drop ballots. But pro-union workers, like Jennifer Bates, felt Amazon was surveilling the vote.
Everybody started texting each other. I don't trust them.
The National Labor Relations Board held days of hearings. With Democrats now in control, it pursued several Amazon cases. About a month ago, it reached a groundbreaking settlement with Amazon to make it easier for workers there to organize. In Bessemer, the board decided Amazon had tainted the election enough to scrap it. Workers get to vote again. Today, ballots go out to 6,100 Bessemer employees who can vote by mail through late March.
I want to get real for any of my coworkers. You deserve everything that you're putting forth into this company that is making billions and going to the moon with.
Rain McGuire is among new hires at the warehouse. Since last year's election, almost half the Bessemer workforce has changed. That means a whole new challenge for the union and a whole new series of mandatory classes by Amazon. Labor experts say union drives of this scale can and often do take multiple attempts if they are to succeed. This year, Bessemer is not alone. Two more Amazon warehouses, both in New York, are also pursuing a union vote. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.